Start it.
Greg loves Captain Crunch. It's Greg's favorite type of lunch. Greg eats a whole bunch.
Doobie doobie doobie.
Greg loves Captain Crunch. Captain Crunch!
Thanks, Marty B.
I want to interview him so badly.
He's a really bad interview.
But here's the deal. This is what I'd ask him. All right, we got Martellus Bennett on the phone. Martellus, how you doing?
Pretty good.
So, what's your favorite type of lunch?
That's all.
Captain Crunch. Thank you, Marty B.
Yeah, that's it. Yep, and hang up.
Or then I would ask him, how much of that would you eat?
A whole bunch.
What's your opinion on Captain Crunch? I love Captain Crunch!
From a desk in the Yay Network studios, where an actual radio show happens. It's the Greg and Greg Show with Greg. And of course, Greg. Take it away, Gregs.
I like, did you ever hear, I got iPhone money, Jerry Joe money?
No, that was taken down and you can't find it on the internet anymore.
I know, that's...
We looked forever for that, Trey and I.
That was a good one.
When radio people can't find something, it's really hidden.
Right. Because radio people are like...
Googlers.
They're master Googlers. They're like the... they're like catfish of the radio business. Like they just scrounge for everything.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Like Catfish, your co-host.
Yeah. He was really good at scrounging for everything.
Mm-hmm. Oh, side note. Hi, I'm Marty B. You are?
Hi, I'm Greg Jake.
Welcome to the Greg and Greg Show.
What up? It's the Greg and Greg Show. I'm Greg Jake.
I'm Marty B. Raps. Oh.
And here we are.
Here we are. Hey, Lucky Larry. Thanks for listening, bud.
Yeah, thanks, Larry.
Thanks for the shouts outs. And by shouts outs, I mean email to us saying, I like your show.
Yeah, he thought it was pretty funny that I mean, the scene that I was creating as I was looking for my actual physical key in the parking garage of the DFW International Airport was something to be seen. And I wish that I could go watch the
scene. The scene was something to be seen.
Yes. I wish that I could watch the security camera video.
Of you just, like, panicking.
Of me, like, looking around. Dumping my bag out, looking through everything once, twice, three times.
A lady.
Getting underneath my car, looking around, pacing around it, taking the key fob and holding it at different points in the car, just hoping that maybe there might be some little bit of a charge that might infiltrate into the car to unlock the thing.
You just glossed over the best joke I've had.
I heard you. Yeah. Once, twice, three times a lady. Yeah.
That was pretty good.
If that's the best joke you've had in a long time, we're struggling. We've got struggles here.
Oh, boy.
There was some... Oh. It's not really that important. I just thought I would throw this out there because I saw it today on the Today Show.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever just played online games? You just been bored having to babysit?
Like web-based games?
Yeah.
Or like real PC games?
Like you go
PC
to
games.
Like E-Bombs World or whatever.
You play like a couple of those like Flash games?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, one of which is a, like, Escape the Room type game. Did you ever play those?
Yes, I've played the Escape the Room.
Where you have to
just click on stuff.
You find clues, and you find keys, and you find pieces of paper that match up, pieces of paper that have been ripped out of a book.
And then you escape the room.
You have to do all these certain things. Well, there's an actual real-life Escape the Room that people can go do now.
I don't want to do that.
They give you 1 hour...
I don't want to do that.
You get in there, they lock you in. There's like three rooms that you have to get to get out. And you have 1 hour to do it.
I don't want to do that.
Why?
I'm too nervous.
Would it scare you a little bit?
Yeah.
I mean, even though you know that the door is going to unlock it.
You don't know that?
Well, they're not going to leave you in there. I think you pay them to go in there. So they've been paid.
Yeah, but still, they could just take your money and be like, well, you're stuck in the room, homeboy.
Man, then you just have to figure your way out.
You're like Tommy Wiseau, stuck in the room.
You gotta get out, man. So that, but it's in New York City, so...
Of course it is, because all the cool things are in New York City.
Right, but I was thinking maybe we should start our own get out of the room.
I just throw a key on the floor and
right.
get out of the room.
Just hide a key somewhere in a room.
Yeah.
Or maybe you do multiple doors... Right? Here's what you do. This is how you do it. You put somebody in a room, right?
Hold on. You're not speaking in the right way.
I want to play a game.
Do you want to play a game?
Do you want to play a game?
We put multiple doors. So behind one of the doors is your biggest vice. So behind another one is a blowtorch. Behind another one is the guy from Dog Star. But not Keanu Reeves.
Right. Okay, so you take a room, a regular sized room, four-cornered room, and you put four doors in there, and you drop five keys, and you only give them a minute to figure out which key to
choose your key wisely.
Yeah. That would be kind of frustrating, don't you think?
I want to play a game.
Because you'd have to go through all five keys on each door in a minute. And if you don't get out, the room explodes.
Oh, that's...
Or just... No. I take it back. If you don't get out...
The room implodes.
The room fills with fart.
The room fills with fart, and he smiles and shakes his head.
That would be awesome.
No, it would... I'm not going into your room.
Well,
that's not so much figuring it out as it is getting the right key.
Right.
Like, there's no mystery or there's no, like, oh, look, I found the scissors. What do the scissors unlock?
Yeah, but you're all like,
That's just like classic scary movie thing where somebody has a giant key ring for no apparent reason.
Well.
Well, not that one. Nope, not that one. So he's like this old man with the key ring. Nope, not that one. Nope. Nope. Oh, this one. Nope, not that one.
Yep. They're trying to get into their car and get the car started as the villain is chasing after them.
The car always is stalling out. Has your car ever stalled out like that?
No.
Like it does in a horror movie?
No.
It never does.
But what would happen to me is I would get into my car and my key fob would be dead and it wouldn't start the car.
So you wouldn't get into your car, essentially, because you would have the key fob.
Right. I would just have to keep running and then trip over a branch in the dark woods as I'm trying to get away.
Did you see Cabin in the Woods?
I don't think so.
You should see Cabin in the Woods.
Is that like would people just show up at a cabin and start killing the people inside?
It's deeper than that.
Oh. What happens?
I'm not going to spoil it for you.
I'm not going to see it.
You're terrible.
What happens?
It's like, it's essentially the Cabin in the Woods thing, where it's like these kids go and then they go to this cabin and the cabin's like haunted for some whatever reason and then they all just start getting murdered. But it's this big like... government conspiracy because like demons are real and they have to be appeased so they have to have sacrifices so there's like this whole big thing where they go into the basement and they choose what will kill them so there's like all these different things in the basement and whatever they pick up has like a different thing that will kill them all, so whatever they focus on becomes the thing that kills them all.
Gotcha.
And then like it becomes like this huge thing and they figure out that they're in this giant dome to look like it's outdoors,
a cabin in the
regular
woods.
Cabin in the woods, but it's way crazier than that.
Very Truman Show-esque.
It's super awesome. Really good movie.
Maybe I'll watch that.
Written by Joss Whedon, who wrote The Avengers.
Okay.
I suggest you check it out.
I will. I definitely will. I'll watch that over The Purge Part 2.
The Purge Part 2 looks like The Garbage Part 2.
That just looks like, to me, the first time I saw it, I thought... It kind of has elements of The Purge Part 1.
I did not see The Purge Part 1.
I didn't either. But it has elements of The Purge Part 1 with Running Man.
Well, I feel like what I heard from The Purge is that they didn't really explain why The Purge was happening.
So they just say, hey, good, go kill everybody.
Go kill everyone.
Right, and like, if you survive the night, way to go. That's got to be terrible. Just like every year, you just have to fear for your life.
Well, that's why you have that super awesome house that's like blockaded.
Yeah, but where are you going to get that? I don't have that. Are you saying I have that?
Well, you could, because you have a giant palatial mansion, and if you knew that there was purges a-coming, you could totally do that with all your millions of radio dollars.
Right, yeah, because I get paid millions of radio dollars. Tons of millions of radio
dollars.
You get
paid so much, they have to bring it in hand trucks and in wheelbarrows.
Yeah.
Just cash. Straight cash money.
The foundation of my house is built on bricks of $100 bills.
Oh, that's gold bricks. Your house is made out of gold bricks.
Well, no. Those are the actual bricks of the house.
Okay.
But the foundation is laid with money.
Which you'd think would be a bad idea, and it is. So that's why you have to constantly replace it with more money.
Right, yeah. So I just have a money factory behind my house.
No, it's here. The money factory's here.
Yeah, but no.
It's like a Play-Doh fun factory, but money.
I made enough money in radio to where I could build a money factory behind my house.
That you have just, a treasury behind your house.
That just prints money for me whenever I need to replace a $100 bill on my foundation.
Perfect.
So that's how
and
that
it's
works.
It's legal government tender.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nice.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
All my neighbors are like, dude, whoa, you got
hey,
a house of gold.
Can you throw me some money? And you're like, no.
No, I'd never do that. I would maybe hand him a...
It's you and Nick Adams are the two richest people in the world.
I don't think so.
I think so.
That's probably the...
I think you and Hampton's Nick Adams are the two richest people in this building.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
You got a big ranch.
He got a,
I don't have a big ranch.
He's got a lot of ranch dressing. He's got a lot of
you
ranch.
Chase cuties in your Cadillac?
I got a ranch in downtown Dallas. I buy diamonds by the ton.
I chase
cuties in my Cadillac. I drill oil wells just for fun. So he needs some boots and he need a deal. He fit me right toe to heel. So I get my boots at Western Warehouse.
Well, if he's got all that money, why would he need to get boots on the cheap?
Well, that's how he got cuties in his Cadillac and oil wells just for fun.
Let's
because
see.
He saved all the money at Western Warehouse. You're missing the point.
I'm not missing the point of the jingle.
Yes, you are.
The jingle doesn't make sense because the guy's got all this money.
But he wouldn't have all the money if it were not for Western Warehouse.
I think that you're wrong.
It was pretty awesome. Okay. And I sang it for you, so.
Yeah, so we got it anyway.
I do want to throw this at you.
What?
Since we're not going to be here on Friday.
I will be here.
It will officially be the 4th of July on Friday.
I will be here.
I will not. I'm going to do the Greg and Greg show without you.
Okay.
But there will be a very special guest joining the Greg and Greg show.
Mrs. Greg and Greg show?
Nope.
Super Steve Greg show?
Nope.
Catfish Greg show?
Nope.
Jen Deroni?
Nope.
Claudia?
Nope. Let's think about it. Where am I going to be on Friday?
Doug. It's going to be the Greg and Doug show?
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be bad.
I've invited my dad to fill in for the old Greggles.
This is not going to be good, everybody.
I'll probably be about 17 pops in. My dad will probably be about 34 Dr. Peppers in.
This is not going to be good, people.
It's going to be... absolutely hilarious. I'm going to get his opinions on things like the World Cup, President Obama, current day music. We may talk a little fishing. And of course, he is going to bring his book filled with Doug's Dull Stories.
Doug's Dull Stories for the win.
So that's going to be happening on Friday. So tell your friends and mark it in your calendar.
I've got it marked.
Good.
# Doug time.
All right, talk soccer.
Well, Argentina's playing right now. This is a late... it's a late podcasty time, so I don't know what time it is. I don't know the outcome of this game as of right now. It's still tied. It's in overtime. The Swiss have put up a pretty good fight, and Lionel Messi, quiet. Now, depending on the outcome of this game, and depending on how the United States of America does today, this could be very good. The Swiss beat Argentina, and if we beat Belgium, we could beat the Swiss.
Yeah,
and their
knives.
They have chocolate, hot chocolate, cheese. Here's what happens in the case of soccer overtime. It's two 15-minute halves that can also have stoppage, but they're two 15-minute halves, and there's no golden goal, as they call it. There's no one goal wins it. So they have to still beat them in the amount of time.
Right now, they're in the first 15.
Yes. So
do they automatically play 2 15s, or is it just one?
Always play 2 15s.
Okay.
Why don't they just play one?
That's just the way it's done. It's 2 15 minutes.
Man, that is just too much. And so these guys are going to run themselves to death.
Yeah.
It's going to be a 0-0 tie.
So basically, it's a make it to 30 and then go balls to the walls.
Essentially, probably. Yeah.
That's kind of dumb.
Well, I mean... they still
wasting a bunch of your showtime.
That's
they
fine.
Still want to score.
Why?
Because either if you still score, you could win.
But it doesn't matter.
What do you mean it doesn't matter?
Well, neither wants to. They're trying to make it to the end.
To do
so
the PKs.
Not hard hockey, hard soccer for 30 minutes. That's kind of dumb. They should have a 15-minute period,
mm-hmm.
or almost have a 15-minute sudden death, and then have another one that's not sudden death, or vice versa.
Can we all not say what they should do?
Well,
this is the way it is done.
Dumb,
this is why this sport's not popular.
This doesn't promote good play for 30 minutes. It promotes kicking the ball back and forth for 30 minutes.
Well, they're not
28 minutes.
They're not kicking the ball back and forth for 30 minutes. They're still playing hard.
But they're still conserving. So he may throw in players that aren't like.
Well, if they don't, if they don't score, you only have three substitutes in a game. First off,
true. They do. There is an advantage to scoring, but there's a lot bigger of advantage to conserving too.
Well, then you have to go into penalty kicks.
Yeah,
and if you're not good at penalty kicks, you don't want to go to penalty kicks.
I think they should end after 15 if they're in the league, you know, that kind of
thing. And the play gets diminished when these guys are this tired. Did you see the Mexicans once they lost? They all just fell down like they were dead.
Because that's never happened in any other sport where a person has fallen down after they've lost.
Don't ask me in minute 103 because I just had it explained to me. And you'd be asking it all over again.
I'm not trying to kick you in the nuts. I'm just saying.
He's getting tired head from our questions.
Oh, no, I understand that. That was the other day, too.
Yeah, what other game went overtime?
So,
the Germany game yesterday went overtime. The Germans won that one. Yes.
They went another 30 minutes, and they won the game.
They went another 30 minutes. They scored one. Then they scored another. Then Algeria scored in the stoppage time in the second overtime. So they had like a minute to try to get another run going.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's what this thing doesn't do to me. Like, I'm watching a clock count up.
You just don't like it.
I don't mind that.
I don't mind it.
I think sudden death would be perfect here, though. Because it would create such urgency for them to score.
Right.
They want to be done with this. But right now there's kind of keep winning, but make it to 30 minutes kind of feel going on.
Yeah. It's because these people didn't want to go home when they were younger.
Yeah, they wanted the game to last forever.
Uh-huh. They're like, they were having more fun out running around in the field, kicking a ball around, than having to go home and sew their clothes and
sew their clothes.
Find their own food.
And they don't get extra substitutions.
Make their clothes out of dirt. And
right.
They don't get
make
extra substitutions.
And fur, right?
Yeah.
Was it fur yesterday?
Yeah.
Fur and boulders?
Yeah. Fur and boulders and rocks.
Ref, like, put a fish on the ground and tell the players where to
He sure did. Yep, it was all these poor people just hating their lives and
they got
only
to go out there and
extend, you know, soccer time.
They were they were close to the river,
you know,
so they could actually.
Everybody here thinks that they've got the better idea for how soccer should work. Always.
Just make it shorter.
I have zero problem with how soccer runs except for this part.
That's what I'm saying. Just make it shorter.
Everything could be better, Chickering.
106 with plus one.
None.
Thank God.
Offsides on free kicks.
I hate this place.
All right, go home. I'm going to wrap this up. Get out of here.
Well, I'm not going to leave until this is done.
Well, I don't want to sit here and edit all day, so.
Well, you can turn it off.
I'm gonna boo out.
Really?
Yeah. What's up with that?
Join us next time on the Greg and Greg Show. Things will probably be just as weird.